Hello, everybody. Today we are back on Classics with Adam as we wind the clocks back about 100 years and look at Ernest Hemingway's prize novella, A Farewell to Arms. This novel turned out to be a staple in Hemingway's career. It has been widely acclaimed for its revolutionary telling of the horrors of World War I and serves as a quasi-autobiography for Hemingway's personal experience as an ambulance driver for Italy during the war. The most glaring triumph of the writing here is its depiction of the non-glorious side of war. Hemingway makes a habit of using vast yet detailed imagery on nearly every page. It is beautiful in the same breath as it is disgusting. He paints settings from landscapes down to hotel rooms so vividly it's as if he was there while writing. Inversely, he uses this talent when describing battles, injuries, and death. The biggest thing that stuck out to me while reading was how interwoven he writes the war with his characters' daily lives. Here he is talking about bridges, churches, and limbs being blown up, but all in the same paragraph as the protagonist heading downstairs to find his daily coffee. This mix of grueling normality does a great job of pushing the narrative of just how destructive the Great War was to those involved and affected. Physically, of course, but almost more so mentally. In 1929, this was the first time that people read about war not being this great conquest and necessary experience for young men to be a part of. Hemingway was a cornerstone writer of the Lost Generation, and he makes his case here talking about the war. Especially 100 years later, you have to commend him for making it okay to not want to take part in such a horrific event. After all, the ultimate reason that the protagonist deserts the war is that Italians were taking officers for Germans, disguised in Italian uniforms, and killing them. The soldiers coordinating these executions were asking little to no questions, seemingly killing anyone they wanted, even if that man was in fact Italian. All of these horrible acts and events tie into Hemingway's pessimistic central idea of the novel, which is that the world is a generally horrible place. It is always coming after you in one form or another, and war is just an extension of this idea. Another device that Hemingway utilizes tragically is irony. After the protagonist escapes the war, he finds the woman he loves, and the two make the treacherous journey to safety in Switzerland. They find a tranquil life of peace and solidarity, relishing the time that they have together. They talk about their marriage plans and flying to live in the U.S. After spending the better part of a year in the mountains, it's time for their child to be born. She undergoes impossibly long labor, and after a cesarean section, she and the baby both make it. That is until the nurse tells our protagonist that the baby was strangled by the umbilical cord, and his lover suffered many hemorrhages, and they both die. This too manages to work towards Hemingway's morbid message about the inevitability of life, or rather death, always getting the best of you in the end. There is also a recurring symbol of rain or water throughout the book. From the introduction, Hemingway talks about April being the cruelest month of the year due to cold rains killing 7,000 soldiers with cholera. As opposed to water normally meaning rebirth and life, Hemingway uses rain as a symbol of destruction and death. He further talks about rain turning dust into mud, and it also manages to literally rain on any happy or cherishing moment between the protagonist and his lover. It's storming while the two make their escape to Switzerland by rowboat, serving as a contrast to the typical lover's boat ride. There is an exception during his escape from the army when he is carried down a river, which ends up symbolizing his rebirth as a new man separate from the war. Finally, though, after the death of his son and fiancé, he walks back to his hotel room in the rain, bringing everything back around to its destructive presence. I personally didn't realize how much pessimism is present in this book until I made this podcast, but I really did enjoy reading it. I think Hemingway's simplism perfectly encapsulates how to pull off a less-is-more approach to art. The imagery was fantastic, that goes without being said. The largest attraction for me, though, was the intermixing of the horrors of war with the protagonist's journeys through life, romance, and personal development. Hemingway, if nothing else, does an amazing job on A Farewell to Arms. It's a beautifully written novel that helps you appreciate the simple things in life by showing you mortality in its every facet. Thank you. This is Classics with Adam, signing off.